very interesting and informative conversation with Shahram Haidian, looking at Muslims at every level in a potential Joe Biden administration should he win the presidential election, for Muslims at all of those levels. Well, we'll stay on top of that story with Shahram Haidian. Right now, we're going to John Rood. He is the man who covers the European Union. Now, this is a key region of the world. It's a location that fits into the prophetic scenario that is found in God's Word. The EU, most likely the infrastructure for the upcoming revived Roman Empire. And based on that right now, John, I have a report coming out of the European Union that they have allocated millions of dollars to groups who have links with the Palestinian terrorists who would like to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. What can you tell us about this story?
Yes, indeed. The European Union has quite a large budget for supporting the Palestinian Authority. And indeed, they provide the largest amount of the Palestinian Authority budget, including salaries and so forth. But as you look into these particular fundings, it's no surprise from the radical element involved that there are terrorist groups that are aligned with the groups that are receiving the money, particularly NGOs, non-governmental organizations. So we see in 2019 that grants worth $7 million were actually linked to terrorist group. And then as well in 2019, Israeli security dismantled a terrorist network of 50 people, and that also has NGA workers aligned with the EU.
Well, it's an interesting story, and it leads me to my next question with you, John. The fact is, anti-Semitism hit its ultimate during the Nazi regime, when the Nazis, of course, responsible for killing 6 million Jews. But my question would be, what about anti-Semitism in light of this last statement that you had to give me in today's Europe? What can you tell us?
Well, the lesson of the Holocaust does not appear to be completely learned, and we're having similar rising anti-Semitic forces across Europe for a long time. A recent poll has actually said that of European Jews, 89% of them have felt that anti-Semitism has significantly increased in the last 5 years. 38% said, and this is significant, that they would consider emigrating out of Europe because Europe is no longer safe for them. Another interesting fact, and that came out, 44% of British Muslims believe in anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. So this has continued. This has continued, and the EU wants to do their part to minimize this. But, you know, I think a lot of it is they want to appease the Muslim vote. I think that's very significant. And they're not setting the example because they obviously single out Israel in a negative way, the EU hierarchy.
It's also a stage-setting activity that's happening in the European Union, which, of course, will be played out in the tribulation period. Interesting connection between France and Egypt, John. Looks like they're joining forces to try to reach a settlement there in Libya. Can you update us?
Well, Libya, I'm surprised it's not in the news as much as it should be, so many of the listeners may not be aware of the tensions that are there, and again, over resources, natural resources. France and Egypt have aligned, and then one of the aggressors is Turkey, which is sending in mercenaries. And there we have France and Egypt working to coordinate some type of political solution, which would be a permanent ceasefire and a common political agenda. So France is increasing their influence in the region. And for now, Egypt and France are the most concerned about it. Both countries are really opposed to the Turkish intervention.
And speaking of Turkey, let me ask you about this. It looks like the European Union's failure to act is going to trigger possibly a conflict there in the Mediterranean between Turkey and Greece. Talk to us about that.
Turkey has been very astute with playing their position right now. And, you know, if there's a vacuum, then someone comes in. If there's a weakness, then someone shows strength. And we know the EU weakness is a very serious situation. Turkey is countering that with aggression. There's not a willingness to act decisively because the EU structure doesn't even allow it. And so this is another reason why eventually we're going to see this turn in the European Union where they are focusing on establishing a much stronger structure that they can act from a central core. And that would align very, very much with what we believe to be a 10-nation confederation from Daniel. These weaknesses, it's not that they don't that they prefer to be weak. It's the structure is weak. Turkey is taking advantage. Eventually, we'll see a change where there's a stronger core in the European Union.
And as I mentioned, a prophecy being put in place. As John gives us the political events unfolding in the European Union, we can see the prophetic scenario found in God's Word better coming into focus. John, thank you for the report. Great report. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, one more broadcast partner. That's David James. We'll have an issue to discuss. You need to hear this conversation. It's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.